Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Should the PUP payment be cut for thousands of students who claim they can't get work? Now, the last time we looked at it, there was 47,000 people under the age of 25. That figure came down to about 24,000 or 25,000 after the last kind of, you know, kind of time that when the retail opened, etc., etc. But there's still about 25,000 students, or people under the age of 25, or people who are classed as students, who may be mature students as well, by the way, who wants part-time jobs, are technically unemployed. Yet, we are hearing stories today from hospitality. Adrian Cummins, head of the hospitality industry, was talking about the fact that many restaurants can't open as they can't get staff. And we spoke to Fred the other day, of course, from Johnny Fox's. He couldn't get staff either. And some are saying they'll only open for part of the week. And again, the reason being they can't get staff. They can't get staff to fill the shifts, fill the rosters. And the reason I assume is that Johnny or Mary student, you know, they don't want to give up the PUP payment for a part-time job as a waiter or lounge staff in a pub or whatever it is for less than they're possibly getting from the government, which is 206 or 203 or 350, depending on what they claimed at the start. So is it time that we kind of did a strict about turn when it comes to the PUP payment and people claiming it? And they must prove that they've been either offered their own job back or offered a job in some way before they're entitled to it. Like job seekers, whereby you must have letters of refusal or prove that you've been looking for a job before it's given to you. Now, let's be clear, by the way. The PUP payment is a lifesaver and has been for many families and many people who've been out of work during the pandemic. And I, for a minute, am not saying that that shouldn't be paid to those people. But clearly, it's being abused wholesale. When we see restaurants today saying that they cannot open or they can't open every day because they don't have staff, and yet so many people seem to be unemployed, there's something very wrong. And what's wrong is they get more being unemployed than they do working in a restaurant or a bar in some cases if they're working part-time. I mean, I mentioned last week that I know somebody whose two children, one of them is 18 and one of them is 22. And both of them are living in Spain for the last 6 months. And they're both on PUP payments. They were both working part-time in shops while being students. And now they can be a student while in Spain because they don't have to go to college, if you get what I mean. And they're living a better lifestyle, getting €350 per week from the Irish government. And they don't want that to end. They're quite happy with that. Between the two of them and another person who's renting an apartment with them, they're renting an apartment in Spain on the beach. Great. And fair play to them. Well done to them. But it's time that gravy train stopped. That gravy train has to stop because they should be back home. They should be working in a restaurant part-time at the weekend like they used to before. They should be working in a cinema or whatever it is, or a pub, because that's what students do to get money part-time. That's what we all did. But they can't get staff. And the reason they can't get staff is because the government are paying them to stay out of work, essentially. And that's the problem. So if I'm not suggesting we just cut it off, because that would be difficult to do, because there are some genuine hard luck cases. But it surely must get strict on it. And put administration staff into it who will means test people, who will say, okay, prove to me that your job is not open anymore. You used to work in that restaurant. It's open now. Why aren't you back working? Why are you still on a PUP payment? Oh, I'm afraid I will get the COVID if I go. No, it's safe. We've told you it's safe. Go back to work. You have to go back to work. You can't just keep giving money to people. Otherwise, this will just never end. It's a kind of never-ending cycle. So is it time to cut the PUP payment for people who are in sectors that are back open again, where there are jobs available? And anybody who comes out and says there is no jobs available, you're wrong. We're back to 2019 in some sense where we couldn't get people in hospitality. But I'm looking at some of the stories online. And there was an article in the paper this morning, I think the Irish Independent, and it says this is according to senior figures and Mr. Sullivan, John O'Sullivan, I think he owns Rowley's. He says, there have been staffing problems in the industry over the years, but this is the worst I have ever seen, and it's right across the board. There are no chefs, no porters and no waiting staff. This is according to John O'Sullivan, owner of Rowley's restaurant in Dublin's Walls Bridge. They cannot get staff. Why? Because they're on 350 a week for nothing. That's when they can't get them. So is it time we cut it? for that cohort of people. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Liam, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Liam?
How are you, Niall? What's the crack?
Good, Liam.
It's been a while.
Liam, is it time it was cut? And I'm not, by the way, the PUP was a lifesaver for many people and is a lifesaver for many people, but some people are abusing it.
Oh, of course. I mean, look, when you have a system that's as shoddy as that system, where there's no means tested, there's always going to be people who are abusing it. And look, I fully agree with what you're saying there. Like, if you have people off in Spain abusing the system the way they are, I mean, it's ridiculous. And I have an anecdotal evidence for you. Like, I was working in a restaurant on PUP. I was on the lower rate, 203. And even, like, so I would work 20 hours. Like, I mean, I would get more being on the PUP payment than being working 20 hours because I get taxed, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it is more...
So all you have to do is, you know, I mean, and I've heard stories of one person who said their boss asked them to go back to work. They worked in a bar and they figured they were better off in the PUP because they were only getting weekend work before the PUP anyway. And the boss asked them to go back and they said, no, I have anxiety over COVID.
No, that's simply not good enough. It's simply not good enough. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's the reason they didn't go back. And I said, do you really have anxiety? And no, of course not.
No, they shouldn't be allowed to do that. No, they should be caught off that. Simple as... That may seem harsh, but I'm sorry.
But how can we turn around on one hand and say that we've 25,000 young people, roughly, students, who are on PUP payments, and yet we have an article in the paper today saying, you know, according to Rowley's Bar and many other, and I had Fred on from Johnny Fox's the other day, saying this is the worst it's ever been. They cannot get staff. Advertising, and they just cannot get staff.
Yeah, now I wonder, though, how that figure will change once you're reopening on Monday. How will that significantly reduce, you know, does that remain to be seen?
You know, I think it will change. I think that hopefully that figure will drop. But in saying that, the supply is not meeting the demand, clearly.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, there's a group chat. I'm still in the group chat with my former employer. The amount of people who are dropping, say they're not, one of the managers asked to come back to work, and I'd say 80% of them said no.
So what do they do? So what are the 80% doing?
They're just not going back to work.
So they're just continuing to take a PUP payment.
They're not. They're actually leaving the. They're leaving the sector. They're joining a different sector. Going for different jobs.
Yeah, that's a problem, by the way, for many companies. But because they've been closed for a while, people have either retrained or gone into a different sector. Yeah, which could be a problem.
Exactly. I'm not sure what your perspective on this is, but I'm not sure how prevalent, you know, these people are going to be who simply refuse to go back to work if their employer has asked them to come back. I mean, I don't know how prevalent that's going to be. I mean, that should be just stamped out.
Is there any credibility in the argument at all that some people obviously are very scared of COVID-19 and are afraid to go back to work?
No, that's ridiculous. That is pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. I'm sorry, no.
Okay, so you don't believe there's any credibility in that at all?
No, I don't. I mean, when you have vaccines out there, you know, I've just got my appointment for my first dose, and I'm 20. I mean, I don't know if you remember, Niall, I was the guy who was the biggest government scrounger a couple of months ago. I was the guy receiving PUP and a grant.
Oh, I remember you. I remember you now, Liam, yes.
I'd say you're delighted to see me working minimum 40 hours a week.
Well, I'm glad, I'm glad you're not getting my tax money anymore.
I can see you sitting back in your chair, you know, with your hands, you're delighted.
Well, I'm delighted for you because it's good for you to be working, Liam. Well,
I know it is. I mean, look, we've been living in a student-wise. I mean, living in fantasy world, getting 203 euro sitting on your arm,
or 350 in some cases.
Yeah, that means ridiculous. Yeah.
I do know a girl that was working in a cinema part time at the weekends, and she's getting 350 now on the PUP and hasn't gone back to work.
Well, I could have lied and said I was on a higher rate. I didn't, but. Yeah, I just was honest, you know.
I think, by the way, in relation to all the kind of carry on, the scandal, all the lying that's going on, as you put it, it may come back to bite a lot of people. Because the revenue commissioners are not stupid.
Well, they're not stupid, and what goes around comes back around.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Stay there for a second, Liam. Terry, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Terry?
How are you, Niall? How are you doing?
Good. Is it time to kind of get a bit of administration in here, and as we do with job seekers, that you have to prove that there's no job available for you before you actually get the payment?
Absolutely. Niall, I can tell I'm out of work since February. I was made redundant.
Sorry to hear that.
No, well, I'm in the 50 age group.
Okay.
And further, and so it's, okay, it's a little bit harder for me to get a job.
Yeah.
Because they want to pay less money, junior rates. My wife, who's an avid listener of yourself and has commented on a couple of things, she has had the same problem. But that doesn't matter, or it doesn't. The problem is, I rang up actually about the PUP, and I said, "Am I entitled to it?" And they said, "No, no, no. You have to be working or laid off
due to COVID."
Yes, yes.
And can I ask why were you made? I mean, you were 35 years working.
Yeah.
And why were you made? Why did the company close? Just went out of business?
It didn't. What they done was there was a streak of redundancies, and I was there a long time. So I
you got a few quid. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a few quid, and I said I'll pay off my mortgage.
Goodbye.
But I can tell you that the tax office are not. The revenue are not stupid. They were on the ball when I drew down some money from my pension, and I was taxed very heavily for one. Anyway, but
one thing in life you can be sure of:
yeah,
death and taxes.
So but go back to the point on the PUP. Is that I knew somebody. I know somebody, definitely know somebody who was working one day a week. In the juice bar, and
yeah.
They were getting $3.50 a week. Now, I think that's scandalous, absolutely scandalous. And that person is living at home. So
they're far better off now than they were when they were working.
They're on my back all the time.
Yeah.
Am I going to work? I'm 53, nearly 40 or 54. And there's somebody who's at the start now of their life. They're student, and they need money for the fees. And you understand that. But there's no if you're living at home, you don't need €350, and your parents are paying the mortgage.
Yeah.
So there's nothing you need that money for, only for fees.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's
you shouldn't even be getting that money for fees, because that's a completely separate issue. If you're unemployed, for example, as a student, and your parents don't earn an awful lot of money, you get the fees in a grant anyway. And
yeah.
if your parents are quite wealthy, well, are wealthy, but we need to have a whole discussion about where the kind of the figure should be as to what we class as wealthy. But if your parents can afford it, they pay the fees, €3,500 or whatever it is.
So
the $350 that you're getting in the put payment has nothing to do with fees. It's spending money.
And I think a lot of these the people who are drawn this $350 are probably students. There's a lot of people who aren't, but I say there's a lot of students who are drawn. And as you said, you gave an example of somebody who are heard of somebody who's working in Spain the last 2 months, and
his two kids, both of his kids, are living in Spain for the last 6 months. Yeah. I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. How many people are in Poland? No, I'm not having a go at Polish people or Liechtenstein or whatever, who work here. And the first chance they got to get out of this country, probably went home to see their parents or whatever. I can understand that. But they haven't come back.
Yeah, I know there's people all over Europe, who were working here and have gone home because of the shortage of work at the time. And they're still there and still getting $350 probably on a PUP. But that brings us back to, is it time, Terry, that we kind of, I'm not saying scrap it because it's valuable to so many people who are still in a bad situation, but is it time that we administrated it a little bit better than we were doing?
So. Yes. I don't scrap it. I don't think, because there are people
who genuinely need it. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, it's time to turn around as we do with job seekers and say, okay, where did you work before? Can you give us a letter from your employer to say that they haven't offered your job back?
Yes.
Because I know of restaurants and bars that are offering their staff jobs back, and the staff won't come back.
On top of that, they also know the revenue know how much these people are earning.
Of course they do. Yeah.
So the fact that they're giving €350 and you only do it one day
a week,
it is embarrassing, though, isn't it? Like, it's so dopey. Like, it's
Well, it was almost like an open invitation to be dishonest, wasn't it, I suppose?
Yeah.
You know, because we knew at the start there was no administration in this. It was brought in an emergency. In fairness to the government, they had to do that. So there was no administration. It was just given to anybody who applied for it. And that was just the way it was done. But don't be fooled by that, because anybody who's claiming it, there's a record of it. And eventually they will get around to, when this is all finished, maybe examining every single case to see who actually got it in the wrong, to see, you know, if you were overpaid, maybe you were only earning 150 in a cinema or in a bar and you were getting 350 now, well, then you're going to owe money back to the government. And also, tax has to be paid on it because it is classed as income. Because you would have been paying tax in your job when you were working.
Yeah. So I took the COVID break last year and I went back to work, and straight away the tax office, I was never paying the right tax. And the tax, so I glanced at the tax office and they said, you owe us X amount of money.
Yeah.
So if they're that efficient to do that.
Oh, they are efficient.
Yeah, but I think they have made a whole totally disgrace of this system at the moment, and they don't know what to do. That's what I think.
Yeah, the revenue commissioners are probably the only government department are never in the news, and the reason they're never in the news is because they don't get it wrong.
Yeah.
Because they're very efficient at their job. Yeah. And they have to be, because if they're not, well, that's the money that runs the country. I have to take a break. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Terry and Liam both agree that we should have some sort of administration on it, particularly for those people, the younger section of the community, who seem to be abusing the PUP payment. Not all of them, by the way, can I point out. But today, when we see the news that, of course, the hospitality industry will be opening on Monday, finally get the go-ahead to open. I know there's much consternation about the different aspects of that, and we could talk about that again, and we have talked about it already. But the fact is, they are open. And so many restaurants are saying, we can't open. We can't. Some are not opening at all. And others are saying, well, we can open 3 or 4 days a week, but not every day, because we don't have staff. We cannot get staff. Why can they not get staff? Because they're ringing up their staff and they're going, hey, Mary, Johnny, yeah, listen, we're open on Monday. Do you remember you used to work for us there back last year or during the year? Yeah, we have you down on the roster for Tuesday and for Thursday, if that's okay. Oh, no, I'm not coming back to work. I'm grand. I'm on a PUP payment. So why would you want to go back? So is it time that anybody who's considered to be a student, if they want to continue to claim a PUP payment, they should have to have a letter from their previous employer to say that their job is still not available to them. And that would cut out that part of the abuse. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008.
Yeah, good afternoon, Niall. I think any person that's refused to go back to work, that's on the COVID payment, I think their employees should actually contact social welfare, tell them the story, and just stop it. And that's what'll stop all this stuff. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I'm looking at some of the messages coming in there. Somebody says as well, Niall, I haven't paid any tax on the COVID payment. I've been claiming it now for the last 9 months. You're completely wrong. If you don't report it, I'm assuming that means if you don't come forward, you don't have to pay anything. You're delusional. You are delusional. Do you think for 1 minute the revenue don't know that you've got that money? It's €350 a week. You think for 1 minute the revenue don't know you got it. And somebody else quite rightly mentions, by the way, if you're a student and you're claiming 350 rather than 203 or 206, whatever it was, keeps changing all the time, that could affect your ability to get a SUSI grant, because it is classed as income. If you're living at home, it'll be added to the income of your parents if you're living at home. So it gets added to the income. Remember, when revenue or when any organisation, be it the Department of Social Welfare for a grant or whatever it happens to be, or the Students' Union or any of those places, ask you about income into a family home. That includes everything. So it depends on the amount of people in the family home, how much money is coming into the family home. It's not just how much your dad earns or your mum earns. It's how much you earn too, you know, or any social welfare payments.
Hi, Niall, just listening to your show there. Although I'm sure there are people who are taking advantage of the PUP, there are also employers out there who are actually in Dublin City. I know for a fact that there's one who let my nephew go and threatened other staff in the bar/restaurant, and if they didn't get the vaccine, then they'd have no job and no hours. So, you know, it's all right landlords and restaurant owners complain about not being able to get the staff, but then when they do get the staff, Some are trying to dictate that they must take a medical treatment in order to keep their jobs. You know, that's very unethical. It's also illegal. and you know, I think it needs to be discussed, and it's in the public interest to know that this is going on. So it's not all just people swinging the lead and taking advantage of free money. I think there are employers who are ideologues, and they've fully bought into the narrative that's being pushed, the fear-mongering, and they're threatening staff and their jobs if they don't take a vaccine. These are young people in their 20s, so, you know, they're not high risk, and it's unnecessary. Thank you.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. If an employer, and I did see there was some tweets there during the week or last week in relation to certain employers that were encouraging their staff to get the vaccine, and if they didn't, they'd be fired. Now, I don't know how true the story was. We tried to verify it with the organisation, and I won't mention which one it was, and they never came back to us. I don't know whether it's true or not. It could be an anecdotal story. But if there is a case of an employer of a restaurant or a bar or a hotel or anybody in hospitality or indeed any industry that says you can't work here without a vaccine, I would take serious issue with that. Now, obviously, many countries around the world are insisting now that medical care, that's up for debate. You know, if you're a nurse, I mean, because we talked about this going back 4 years ago when we talked about the flu vaccine, and everybody were the first ones to turn around, oh, well, if you're a nurse and you're encouraging other people to get the flu vaccine, well, you should have to get it yourself. So when we talk about the medical care, nurses and doctors, that's a different kettle of fish. That's open for debate. But when you're not working in healthcare and you're working in a bar or a restaurant, it would be, I'm assuming, illegal to fire you because you haven't been vaccinated. I assume, unless the government brings in some sort of legislation, which wouldn't surprise me, unless they bring in some sort of legislation, it would be illegal to do that. So I don't understand exactly the point you're making. And if you do, caller, if you do have the name of the place that's doing that, we would be happy to hear from them and talk to them on the air about it. Okay, the number is 087-188-0008. Back to the pub payment, bud. And should it be axed? Now, I know in September it is going to be cut anyway. Well, that's what they were talking about. That was the initial date that they mentioned for hospitality. But then again, we don't know. You know, there could be another lockdown again in October, September. So we don't even know what's going to happen. Anyway, Dermot, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Dermot?
Hi, Noel.
Dermot, Noel, go ahead.
I just want to say, Noel, I take me hat off to those kids out in Spain.
Who, the two kids that I know. But I don't know them. I know their father.
Wrong. They're not wrong. The system is wrong.
Mm.
And they should milk it as much as they can.
That's it. That's not, I mean, Dermot, there are many parts of the system, be it social welfare, but not so much revenue, because revenue are pretty much on the ball. But certainly social welfare, where people take advantage of a system, right? And we've seen it wholesale. Yeah. Forget it. Ignore COVID. But we shouldn't condone that. Because no system is perfect. I mean, you've got to remember, when they brought in the PUP payment, it was brought in literally a week. So there was no way they could, you know, administrate it properly. They just needed to get money to people because their jobs were closing. So that's a bit unfair to say take advantage of it.
Well, it was obviously incompetent people who set it up.
No, I disagree with you. And I am not one to defend the government. You know that. But on this occasion, I will, because everywhere was closing quickly within a week when Leo made that announcement back in March 2020. And we needed money. People who lost their jobs needed money immediately, not next week, not the week after. So they put that system in place overnight. So there was no way they could set it up properly, as you're saying.
Look, there is a way. I mean, you obviously had to fill in a form to get that. You don't just get a ring up and they stick it into your bank.
But they gave it to anybody who wanted it. They gave it to, and they didn't question it.
If you put on your form, I work in a pub. When the pubs are closed, that's it. Then you get paid. And then when they reopen the pubs, you don't get paid. It's very, very simple. And then if they don't refuse to go back to work, they go on job seekers allowance.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with that's what should happen. But unfortunately, that's not what's happening.
I know. That's because they're incompetent.
It's not the people just running it that are incompetent. It's citizens who are lying. Because you've got young people being offered their jobs back and they won't take them.
I don't blame them. I have to be honest, I really do not blame them. I take my hat off to them. Get as much as you can, because they, as we say, they're kids. They're going to pay enough taxes all their lives, and they'll give it all.
Is that the right attitude, really, now, Jeremy?
Absolutely. Get to Spain, lads, and have a bit of a laugh.
I should really condemn the two in Spain. I wish I was them. I wish I was over there with them, right? But absolutely. And, you know, they might as well, while the going was good, they might as well have done it. But it's time for them to come back now. I mean, it's the wrong attitude to have, Jeremy, to say, for example, leave COVID aside. You know, I can claim the dole. I can work for the local builder around the corner for cash in me hand every day of the week, claim the dole, get a HAPS, get on the HAPS scheme and get a free house as well. I could do all those things if I'm careful and keep looking over my shoulder all the time, right? Now, you can do all those things because the system allows you to do those things because it's not perfect. It can't be everywhere for everybody. But to suggest that it's okay if the system is available to be abused and fraudulently abused, that people should do that. That's wrong, Dermot, just to say that. If that's your money, are you working? Are you working,
no,
Dermot?
No, not at the minute. No, okay. Not at the minute.
Okay, but when you were working, that was your tax money. And by the way, you pay tax whether you're working or not. You're paying tax when you're buying goods every day. So that's your...
Yeah,
that's your money, Dermot. You know what I mean? It's not... Like, the money just doesn't grow on trees. It's your money.
No, I still think it's the system that is wrong. It's the system that allows this to happen. So they're incompetent people running it.
Okay, so what do we do from tomorrow to stop this from happening? And these restaurants, which are crying out for staff, what do we do?
Well, obviously, I don't know. I've never filled in a PUP form in my life. But obviously, they put down their occupation on it.
Mm-hmm.
So the department, whoever runs it, should be ringing them and saying, look, is the restaurant you're working back open? Yes, it is. Well, they're coming off the payment. If they refuse to go to work.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I think it's time now we did get our act together and administrate it properly. I'm not disagreeing with you. That's exactly what I'm saying.
But I'm not blaming them for what happened.
I
think it's the system that is wrong. And there is a fellow working for the builder around the corner and getting cash in the hand. Yeah, it's not him that's... He is wrong, but the system is wrong. If the system allows that to happen, it's wrong.
But, Dermot, if my... Say, for example, my employer here said to me, listen, Niall, I'll tell you what, we'll give you cash every week. It's been a long time since those... we'll give you cash every week. And sure, you know, you can claim the dole as well. Now... Okay, I could probably do it and get away with it until somebody reported me, right? But
but
it's not the right thing to do.
No, it's not the right thing to do.
So why should you condone that behaviour? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. But I still think the system is too easy. And it's down to them to sort it out.
Yeah, well, I would agree with you in some sense. It probably is too easy for people to defraud the system, generally speaking, but no system is foolproof, unfortunately. But see, a lot of these people who claim the COVID payment and thought they were getting away with something, it's going to come back to bite them most likely because the revenue commissioners, of course, are the ones, you know, responsible for all
this. Paying tax on it.
Of course. And if they were getting too much money, they'll have to pay it back.
Yeah, well, that's it, but enjoy it while you get it.
All right, Dermot, listen, thanks very much indeed. All right. See you, bye. Enjoy it while you're getting it. I do understand the point he's making. I certainly don't condone anybody abusing it, but I do understand the point that he's making. The number is 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a quick text. And don't forget, send us a WhatsApp message as well on audio.
Hi, guys. Just in regards to the PUP payment, I've said it before. I think what should happen now is if you're offered your job back and you turn it down, employers should send the name, address and PPS number of the employees who won't come back. Now, if they got another job, that's fine. That's grand. But if you're just refusing to go back to your job, cut them straight away. That's it. You know, it's getting beyond a joke now. You know, my partner works in the hospitality and they are just up the walls. They can't get staff. Staff wouldn't come back. There's more people out than ever. So out eating and next week, hopefully indoor eating. So, cut it. If you're off for your job, you don't go back for no reason, then cut it. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Martine, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Martine?
How are you?
It is Martine, not Martina, is it?
No, you're right. It's Martine.
Okay. Martine, I mean, is it time that we kind of scrap this payment? Well, when I say scrap it, we analyse it a bit better before we start giving it away.
I don't think it's as easy as black and white. Like, I've been listening to the conversations and I heard the WhatsApp audio there about the lady saying if someone refuses to come back to work, give their PPS number, address and everything to social welfare. Like, for example, the college students, right?
Yeah.
Like, just because they're college students doesn't mean they don't have bills to pay, right? For example, my sister now, she has, she'd have a loan for her car. She has insurance for her car. And she was working in hospitality. And let's say before she was getting 20 hours a week. And now, because of all the people, they need more staff. So, okay, her employer is going to say, okay, I'm only going to give you 4 hours a week now, or I'm going to give you 16 hours a week. How can you expect someone to come off a payment where they were getting relatively the same money what they were earning to now only going back to maybe 60 euro a week? Like, that's extremely unfair. Like, it's not black and white. Do you know what I'm saying?
I understand it's not black and white, but it is unfortunate. And I don't know of anybody in hospitality that's offering people less hours than they were on before. That's, I mean, I'm not saying that didn't happen to your sister, by the way, or your friend or whoever it is.
No, no, it didn't happen to my sister. Like, luckily, she got a job that she liked.
Okay, but what I'm saying is I doubt there is anybody in hospitality offering their staff less hours than they were before COVID. Because they can't get the staff. So if anything, they'd be offering them more hours.
No, I disagree.
So the point you're making is, why would you want to go back? If you're getting, say, 350 on the COVID payment, why would you want to go back to earning 220 or 180? Is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah, no.
But like, that's life. You were only earning probably 180 or 200 before anyway.
Like, but like, an awful lot of students wouldn't be getting 350 off the government.
They'd only get 200
or 3.
Yeah. But still, most students would only have been working part-time anyway. So they were probably only getting about 180 to 250 euro a week anyway.
I know, but like I worked in restaurants for years, and with the surge of people coming, they're going to have to get more staff, and they're not going to be able to give all the staff hours. And it's very unfair asking people with indoor dining for me to come in. Like, I'm fully vaccinated, but let's say someone else isn't fully vaccinated, asking them to come back to work and serve people that are vaccinated, but they can't go in.
Okay, I've heard this argument, and with respect, right? With respect, I mean, most people over the age of 18 next week will have got their first jab if they want, right? But in saying that, like, if you're under the age of 18, firstly, you're probably not working in a bar and restaurant. If you're between 18 and 25, which is what we're talking about, a lot of them have already been vaccinated, or some have already got the first jab, right? And either way, they're not at risk. The data clearly states that 18 to 25-year-olds, nobody is dying. They're not at risk.
But they're not at risk now, but their loved ones could be at risk.
No, but their loved ones shouldn't be, because, again, vaccinations are available for all those people over the age of 50, 60, 70, their mums, their dads, their grannies and their granddads. So they should be all, at this stage, over 52% of the population, I heard Micheál Martin saying the other day, have been double vaccinated. And, I don't know, nearly 70 or 80% have had at least the first jab. So I don't see where that risk is anymore for them to go to work. The risk is minuscule.
And I do agree with you. Like, I do think it is unfair of people, like, taking advantage of the payment, 100%. But I just don't think it's as black and white of go report them. I just don't think it's that simple. In every case. Now, in a lot of cases, I wouldn't.
Well, I agree with you in some cases. And I you're right, not every case is the same. But the problem is, there's a lot of particularly young people taking the piss. And that's really the problem, isn't it? You know what I mean? And they're making it look bad for everybody else. Would that be fair to say, Martina?
But it's not just young people, though. That's the thing. Like, I there's an awful lot of older people taking the piss too.
Probably. You're probably right. But I am focusing on that cohort, because the majority of people that work in hospitality would be of that age group.
I disagree. I don't think all young people work in the hospitality a lot. Like, I worked in hospitality for years, and to be honest, I think there's actually very little younger people working in that age group. Now, I'm not from Dublin, so I don't know about Dublin. I'm from the countryside.
Okay.
And I find a lot more older people
Working in that industry. All right, okay, fair enough. So, in other words, one size doesn't fit all, is what you're saying. It can be different, different circumstances.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for that. Let me go to Jennifer as well. Jennifer, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Jennifer?
Hi, and I. I just think people don't realise that they will have to pay this back at some point. I mean, my daughter was in the same job for 2 years prior to lockdown. Mm-hmm. And then she couldn't handle the boredom. She found another job. And as soon as she got the holiday pay she was entitled to, the government took over 700 euros off her in taxes for the PUP payment.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, people are forgetting there was an email went out there about two, three months ago saying that between 500 and 2,000, the revenue would be taken back.
Well, we did. I think we had, I'm trying to remember the financial expert we had on last year, just after the PUP payment started. And we did advise people, and he did at the time, that if you're getting 350, for example, put 50 quid a week by. You might not need it for the revenue, but put it by just in case. If you're getting 206, just to put by 20 quid a week or so, just in case you need it. And that was, they said at the time, they announced that at the time, because it is income.
It is. And I mean, she was earning way less than her normal income. And after, when we went into the second lockdown, she didn't get 350, she got 300.
Yeah, that's right.
And so when she first went back to work after the first lockdown, she had to pay higher taxes. And then we went into the second lockdown, and then she got her holiday pay, which was a year's worth of holiday pay.
Yeah.
And they took just under, I think it was just under 800 euros. I can't remember the exact figure.
You know, if you believe there's a mistake being made, you should get onto them, obviously, and try and get them back again. Yeah,
she did talk to them. Yeah. I mean, she spoke to them, and they said, no, this is because of your PUP payment.
Yeah, because it obviously put her over.
Earnings.
Yeah, it put her over whatever she had earned in the previous year was obviously a little bit more this year when you added the PUP payment on top of it.
Yes, and then she signed up with a new job and she got a sign-on fee and stuff. So it kind of bumped up her earnings.
That must be a good job.
It is.
Who gets a sign-on fee these days? Only footballers usually.
No, she's very well educated.
Good. I'm delighted for her. She's a good job anyway. Yeah, but unfortunately, death and taxes is one thing we'll be sure of in life. Yeah,
absolutely.
And an awful lot of people are going to get stung. I mean, I know an awful lot of people are on PUP payments still at the moment. And, you know, they might not have to pay the tax this year, but it'll come back to bite them. They're not going to forget about it.
No, and I think when they start their first job, it'll still come back to bite them in some way.
Yeah, I think so, because it all goes down as earnings. It's all in your name. It's not in anybody else's name. Listen, good warning. Thank you very much indeed, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And good luck to your daughter, too, and I wish her well in her career, all right? Lots and lots of people texting in today. Most people believe that, yes, it should be administrated better now coming towards the end of all this, of course, and hopefully we will be at the end of all this before the end of the year, and there'll be no such thing. And then after next year, I never want to hear the word PUP payment again.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.